This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Let's talk about Laura. She's a mama. She's a mommy, and she went viral on TikTok because this mom showed how she made butter from her own breast milk.
I've done it. I made butter out of my breast milk.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever been more proud. Here's my butter. My butter. My utter butter.
Utter butter?
Oh, I get it, because it was her utter.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Wow. Okay.
I'd probably turn around and say, babe, I'm going to go to the park and go for a walk. If I came home and my wife was excited that she made butter out of her breast milk, like, congrats, science, but I'm going
to
go.
If you're going to go to the park, I would just leave the state.
You would leave the state
fully. Yeah, you know, I'm going to go to Disneyland for a few weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go to the Kraken game, but the Kraken game's tomorrow. I'm going to go to the Kraken game.
Yeah,
I'll see you when the game's over.
I've got to go find parking early.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the bar early and probably never leave the bar.
Yeah, I'm not like, I know some people are all about the breast milk. Like, that was never a thing. Like, even my wife was like, do you want to try the breast milk? I'm like, no. She's like, well, why not? I'm like, I don't have a good reason.
Yeah.
I've done no research to know how it would taste. I'm sure some people love it. Some people probably despise it. I have zero interest in having that as like a creamer or something like that.
Yeah, I've always liked the delivery system, but I've never really wanted the product.
Right.
Yeah. And she did another video, and she and her husband tried the butter that she made from her own breast milk. They tried this butter on toast, and here are their reactions.
Oh, boy.
Ready? It tastes great.
Which is bad.
What's your out of 10?
Five.
To me, it tastes like, you know, when you like burp and it kind of tastes like throw up.
That's a good selling point.
Wow.
Jeez. She's very descriptive. He gave it a 5 out of 10.
Wow.
Like, did she add salt to it or anything? Like, unsalted butter is terrible. Yeah, so
and sweet butter you can get.
Yeah, too. Yeah. If you add some stuff to it.
Yeah.
She didn't do any of that.
Apparently, this is her thing because it looks like on her TikTok page, she's made ice cream out of her breast milk.
Oh, jeez. Mm. Okay. Well, good for her. You know, TikTok is really showing us exactly what's happening out there that I don't know.
Maybe you do need a job. I don't know. Like, maybe you're a little, you got too much free time at home.
Oh, okay. Wow, wow, and wow. I mean,
somebody said, hey, I made butter from my wife's breast milk before. It was very sweet tasting, but I like the milk. More trouble than it's worth, though, unless you're out of regular butter and you don't want to go to the store.
Wow, so
I always have time to go to the store. It's about a block and a half from my house.
Yeah. What does that say about this woman if she's got butter that tastes like throw up, as opposed to this guy saying his wife's butter was like, you know, sweet and nice? Man, I don't know. Maybe that can be, maybe she should stop feeding the kid.
Apparently, the 3-year-old likes the ice cream she made, so maybe the ice cream's better than butter.
That makes sense.
You know, I'm such an idiot. At first, I was like, I can't believe you made your kid eat try it. And I'm like, dummy.
Yeah, they've already, they've gotten from the tap before, so.
Yeah.
And
what is wrong with me?
Yeah, I don't know. And logically.
Why would you do that to your child and feed him your breast milk ice cream?
I mean, logically, we really, as a species, probably should not be so revulsed by the own product that is made in order to sustain our young.
Yeah, we're ready to drink it from cows.
I know, but yeah.
Not from our own.
And imagine if you landed on a planet, you know, and we land on somebody else's planet and they go, hey, would you like some milk? Yeah, we got milk over here from this spider creature. We drink milk from this thing all the time. And you'd be like, I don't want spider milk.
Yeah, I guess if you don't know, you'd be like, what? Wait, you get your milk from this animal that's like just hanging out in dirt and its own feces? Or can you get it from this attractive being?
Yeah.
And we're like, nope, the one with the dirt and the feces. That's the one I want to get my milk from.
The one that moves, please.
Yeah.
I remember I got a collective groan. There was a collective groan when I saw that the middle Star Wars movie over there, the Rise of Skywalker, when Luke was milking the creatures and got the green milk.
Yep.
Everybody was like, ah!
Well, yeah, that was gross.
But, I mean, it's the same thing. We're milking cows, aren't we?
Yeah, but you make anything green, it looks gross.
Yeah. Was it the green thing?
Is yes.
And that thing seemed like more sentient than a cow. Like it was like sitting up on its hind legs, just kind of hanging out, you know.
Oh,
like,
so sentience is what you guys. So then, really, like the humans not, feeding off humans.
If a cow sat up and like just like hung around sitting like that, like it was sitting in a chair all the time, I'd be less inclined to want to drink its milk.
So it's how you sit is what will determine whether or not.
It shows how advanced you are.
Humans.
Vicky just pulled up that video clip again of Luke doing that, and it's just the way he drank it, because it gets all over his beard. Like, he just looks like a slob.
Yeah, he goes in all in on it.
He's living the mountain life.
He looks like an Anchorman, but milk was a bad choice. Kind of a thing. Yeah. Not wrong. Well, anyway, I took a shot of breast milk from my buddy's hot wife. It was good. Tasted like honey milk. I always told her I wish I could have had it from the tap to try it.
No, that's creepy.
Wow, whole text was wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, but the last one, I was like, then you're really not buddies with that guy if you're saying that to that guy's wife.
Exactly. First of all,
unless
you call
it like something that you guys were into.
I mean, you do you, but
if my friend has a hot wife, I'm not going to tell my friend he has a hot wife.
Yeah, I mean, who are you, DK Metcalf?
Apparently.
Allegedly.
I think I read an article a while back that bodybuilders were going into the quote-unquote black market of breast milk and were getting breast milk because they said that was what was helping them, you know, with their gains. And, I mean, there are women who either donate or sell the breast milk if they make extra. And, I mean, why not? So,
my ex-wife sold hers.
Really?
And there's a black market for that?
Apparently, I don't know if it's like really that black market.
That's just what
it's like a
Craigslist.
Or it's like Craigslist or like some kind of random website.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to say, like, what's the problem with drinking milk from a human if you're a human?
I feel like certain websites may not want you to be selling it because it's a human product. You can't regulate it.
Yeah, you can't sell it on eBay or anything.
No.
Yeah.
I'm crying out loud, eBay.
Tried.
But nobody wants your breast milk, Steve.
Well, they disabled my account, Booby Milk Seller 69.
Booby Milk Seller. Seller 69. There we go.
So now I'm Blue Book Seller 67 and in honor of Geeky on our team.
There you go.
Dude, someone's just like, hey, why do you guys so weirded out by breast milk? Would you rather have another animal's boob? You're not wrong.
That's what we're saying, yeah.
But it's kind of like for me, I don't know how, sometimes it's just a psychological thing. It's like, it could be fine, like, it's a weird connection, but like, or a related analogy, but like, when I go to sushi, I've had eel sushi, and I thought it was delicious, but I'll never have it again because I just can't get past the fact that I'm eating an eel.
Yeah, I mean,
there's something weird about that. Like, calamari, like, I'm fine with the ring calamari, like, but when it's the one that's got all the little tentacles and it's releasing the kraken on my plate, I'm like, I'm good. That one's just
I know, like, I have friends that are just like that too, and I grab those ones and I just eat it, and I'm like, come here, little octopus.
And
they're just as good. Like, I've tried it, I just can't. I just can't get past that mental block.
That's like me with euros. Like, I love euros, all kinds of beef, chicken.
What kind of weird R. Kelly thing are you talking about?
No. But I had man euro, and it was really good, but I'm just like, I'm eating Mary's little lamb. Like, I can't do it. I feel so bad.
I was like, what is wrong with the euro? So it's the lamb and the euro.
Like,
like, some people won't eat duck because even though it's delicious.
Poor Donald
Daffy. Yeah.
Well, Daffy's kind of a jerk, so I'd probably eat him.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, at least, so Donald gets a pass. What about Scrooge? You got to eat Scrooge. He's got all the cash.
Yeah, he's rich. Who cares about him? Eat the rich. Isn't that what they say?
Oh, is that the new thing?
He's old.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's but that's just being human. We know we have psychological issues that pretty much cause a lot of problems that shouldn't be there. So yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, someone said going back to the one where the guy drank the booby milk from the hot friend's wife or the friend's hot wife.
Yes.
He says he was there, LOL. He encouraged me to try it. It does sound creepy when read on the air, though. But LOL, it did taste great.
Wait, well, recognizes the creep factor.
It sounds creepy that basically, given the opportunity, you'd bang his wife. I mean, let's be honest, Texter.
And I didn't read it in a creepy voice, so it's not my fault.
No, you just read it in your
normal.
And, like, marginally creepy voice.
Mm-hmm. You never tell anybody that your friend has a hot wife, because that means, you know, you have to get that out of your own brain so that you never in any situation ever think that you are going to have sex with that person.
I think it's fine to say you have a friend that has a hot wife or call your friend's wife hot. But then when you throw in the breast milk part, that's where, and you want to try it from the tap.
Drinking from the tap, yeah.
That's when it gets kind of weird.
Really? Because I feel like if you could say, hey, your wife, she's an attractive woman, as opposed to going, your wife's hot. I just feel like hot means parenthetically you want to bang somebody. That's my brain. Like, I would never call any of your people's spouses, girlfriends hot. I would say they're attractive. And if they weren't attractive, I'd say she's nice.
She's a nice girl. She's a really nice girl.
Yeah. Now, I will say this.
I bet she treats you well.
I'm going to say this about your girlfriend, Danny, and I'm going to say this about your wife, Steve. Their significant others are nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree to that. They're nicest.
They're nice, you know. That's a code for they're not much, and they pretty much, I think, overshot their coverage. I think, is that what the kids are saying?
Oh.
You know, overkicked their coverage. But it is, whatever the sports term is.
Sports.
Yeah, sports! All right, let's have a little conversation about Spencer Eldon. You may remember, may not remember, he's the dude that was the little bebe on the cover of Nirvana's Nevermind album.
Who just seems like, depending on the year, is either happy or unhappy with being the Nirvana baby. And currently he's unhappy he's doing a lawsuit.
Why would you say he's unhappy? Because he's just doing a lawsuit saying that he was sexually exploited and called the photo child for pornography. Why would you make that assumption that he's unhappy?
I mean, but then there's been times where he's talked about how much he wanted to be more successful, more well-known because of it.
Dave Grohl had the best response because he was asked. I mean, you know, at some point his comments
were
going
to
be
asked. What does the Foo Fighters lead singer have to do with this? Like, why do we need to hear what he has to say?
I know. I mean, it's about Nirvana. You're right. What is he? Dave Grohl, of course.
He was the drummer or something.
Yeah, in case you didn't. I mean, look, there might be people that don't know that Dave was the drummer of Nirvana. So, yeah.
Still my favorite picture meme thing is the person that says, look, the drummer Nirvana looks like the frontman of the Foo Fighters looks like an old version of the drummer of Nirvana, and I'm like, that is so funny.
Feel old yet?
So Dave was asked about this lawsuit. You knew that was going to happen, and Dave said, quote, look, I don't know that I can speak on it because I haven't spent too much time thinking about it. Again, this is Spencer Eldon's lawsuit. And Dave said, I feel the same way most people do about this, though, that I have to disagree. That's all I'll say. And then, of course, he did say a little more. And this is the best line ever. He says, listen, he's got a Nevermind tattoo. I don't.
So that's a good point. He's got Nevermind across his chest.
Yeah, I mean, everybody tends to agree that Spencer really feels like, things went well for at least fiscally, for Dave Grohl and the surviving members of Nirvana, that he thinks I should get some cash and I don't have enough cash in my life. And you guys wouldn't have been anything if not for this wonderful picture of me on the cover of that. That album wouldn't have done anything without me. He's got that in his brain, he should have more, percentage of the profits.
Which he's wrong about, but I understand, like, the album cover definitely added to just the lore of that, right? I mean, I think it was such a big, artwork is important, and I think that album artwork is great. It wouldn't mean that I would listen or not listen to an album, but I think it adds to the album. I wonder if he would have just went up to those guys, like, as a human being, and just said, hey, guys, it's me, the baby from your album cover, grown up now, having some hard times financially. Is there any way you guys could help me out? And I wonder if they would have done something for him, as opposed to just going straight for the jugular.
That's an interesting point, Steve.
Them of child pornography. Like, how do you get over? I'm never going to want to deal with this guy if he says that.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. You know, there may have been some magnanimous reaction to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there may have been because, look, there are deals that are cut, you know, where you get residuals. Usually artists get that, you know, where it's like they'll get a piece of the action, you know, but depending upon, you know, actors and every, you know, people get that. Then they used to didn't get that. The Brady kids probably still pissed off that they never got any of the residuals the way like the Seinfeld folks get it. And we know the Brady Bunch was run so much and the kids got nothing. So I can understand, but I don't know. I mean, you're a little baby. The parents got you. You probably got paid. They took a picture. It's tough for me to know if he deserves anything. But, yeah, if he had asked nicely, privately.
As opposed to making this into, like, a big lawsuit.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I think about it. It has nothing to do with the baby lawsuit thing. But I was just thinking about how, like, sometimes a lot of people want to just make something into a public situation. And maybe it could have been handled privately and you could have avoided it, but know that you don't get your likes or your retweets or your attention if you handle it like an adult. Like, I saw somebody bitching about, like, they got a beer, I think it was at the Seahawks game, and they're like, this beer is stale. And then they tagged the Seahawks and Lumen Field. And the company is like, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, did you think of maybe going back to the stand and saying, hey, this is beer stale, can I get a different one? They probably would have given you another beer.
Feel like they would have. And then
if they didn't, then go ahead and be a baby on social media.
I got that going on right now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I did.
You got a stale beer?
I didn't get a stale beer. There's a major company that's a streaming service, and I bought a new iPad.
Pornhub?
Do not mention names. We're trying to be vague about this. But this major streaming service that may or may not be Pornhub, but I can't download shows on there. Like I can, you know, it's so weird. I can download it on all my other devices, my iPhone and my old iPad. But this new brand new iPad, it doesn't download. So what did I do? I messaged them on Facebook. As opposed to putting a post on Facebook, I messaged them on Facebook and said, hey, here's what's up. Can you help a brother out? Because I figured I'll go privately. I'm not going to put this out there. And it was about, you know, I haven't got a response yet.
They left you on red? Does it show that they read it?
Oh, that's a good question. I'll have to go check and see. I'll show you. Maybe you can show me if I can tell on Facebook if a message is red or not.
Yeah, I'll say like seen or red.
Oh, wow. And that's, you know, so but that's what I did because I'm with you. It's like, I don't want to blast you guys because, look, I understand how stuff works. You know, apps need updates, whatever. You know, iOS 15 is new, and so some people aren't ready for it. But nothing. I've got nothing so far, and that frustrates me, and like I don't know what my next step would be, but I still don't want to go nuclear like this guy, because then you won't get any help.
Yeah, I feel like that's like the adult way to do something. Like, so you're not happy with something, reach out to them. If they can't fix it, then, you know, if you want to go on, if that's your thing, go ahead. If not, you know, at least you made an effort to get it resolved, but sometimes I think people don't even care about getting it resolved. They just want to get the attention that they were wronged. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's still beer. Probably, I probably could have got another beer out of the situation.
Yeah, that person is. I don't know what they were looking for, but they weren't looking for a good beer. You know what I mean? Because you're right. See, that's so easily taken care of.
Or you just like got too lazy. Like you're back at your seat and you're just like, I don't want to go back there and get one. But if I tweet about it, maybe they'll bring me one. I don't understand what the logic was.
Or they're just socially awkward. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like they don't want to go like actually cause anything in face to face, but it's easier to just go on Twitter.
I have a friend like that.
Into their DMs, man. Most of those companies, like that's what I've done. I don't even call customer service anymore for most places if I have an issue. I just find their social media and just go right into their, send them a direct message. You get a quicker response. And their tip, maybe not with yours.
Unless if you're a major streaming company, you don't.
But more often than not, I've always gotten a quicker response, and they even like do follow-ups. Like the social media teams, typically, they don't want to like deal with that BS of someone trying to turn them into like some kind of giant hoopla on social media. So they're like, oh, let's just get this resolved.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Steve. You're the one that taught me that because I would be like, I used to go, I'm going to call them on the phone and speak to a real live person. And every time I'd be
later.
Yes. And Steve would be like, oh, yeah, I just DM'd those guys. And you know what? They sent me a bucket of money. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a broken cord, but they just sent me a bucket of money.
All right. So if they left you on Reddit, are you going to go nuclear?
No, I don't know what to do. Because I really don't want to go nuclear. I went on Twitter. I tweeted them. After I messaged them privately, then I thought, all right, well, I'll give a tweet out there. And somebody retweeted it, which was pretty interesting. Some other person I don't know retweeted my question. So hopefully that somebody would, you know, give me an answer. Nobody knows what to do about this. And I'm like, oh, am I one of those unlucky guys that has a device that for some reason my device isn't working well, but the rest of them, it's fine? I can't believe I'm the only person that can't download from the streaming service, you know, download the shows you want. So, but you know what? It looks like I am. No message, Steve. Nothing from nothing on their Twitter account. Nothing from Facebook.
Be like the song TikTok? "Stand" by Eminem. Hey, it's been 3 days and no response. Like just like get all like psycho on them.
Oh, there we go.
DMs until they finally snap. And all like, right, dude, buddy, yeah, leave us alone.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, hey, it's like, do I have to be that guy? The other thing is like, if they're not monitoring their social media, I got to tell you something. This is a giant company. I feel like we do a better job. So congratulations to us.
We do a better job than Pornhub? That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we're responding to people.
I don't know if I could be the social media person for Pornhub.
Oh, I think you could.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that response is right.
I think Steve could. Steve would have a fun time. You would probably make 60, you know, you would go nice every 5 seconds. That would be your answer to everything they ask.
No, I think the people sending anything on the DMs are not going to be the things that Steve wants to see.
Oh, really? You think? Oh, you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, you know what, Steve? Congratulations. There you go. There's another one for you. We got a study that was done on speeding. And what do you think is the top reason why people say they speed while driving? I'll tell you what topped the list at 8:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So someone conducted a study. They were like, you know what? People do a lot of speeding in their vehicles. Let's find out why. And they got the top five reasons. I feel like this is a study that didn't need to be done, but you know what? People need to get paid.
It's fun to hear like people's reasonings behind speeding, though. Like, mine, my first thought, just because I can. Like, it's a dumb reason. I really, more often than not, I'm not like going crazy fast. Like, even if I'm going like 5 miles over the speed limit, usually I'm hovering around 69.
Nice.
I just feel like that's a safe spot. That's like a sweet spot. I'm not at 70.
It is a sweet spot.
For some.
Yeah.
Like you do no wrong at 69.
Yeah, well, so you know what? I think that what was the over under for how long we would get to the 69 talk conversation? You know, the over under had to be what, 20 seconds? Maybe?
Yeah, I think we're about 2 hours late. But I don't really have a I'm not in any rush to get home. There's no like, there's nothing I need. Like, yeah, sometimes you're like, oh, I gotta hurry up. But for the most part, it's just when I get out of this car, so I just feel like driving faster. Like, there's really no good reason. I don't know if you guys have like an actual reason for why you speed, but more often than not, I don't have a good reason.
I wish they would tell me what they mean by speeding, because
going faster than the speed limit.
I know, and
speeding.
Yeah, it's speeding.
That's but you know, there are people that will tell you that the speed limits are lower than they should be, just because they don't want us going way over the speed limit. If you put the speed limit at 75, people will go 85,
right?
So they'd rather, and they go, well, we don't mind people going 70, so we'll make the speed limit 60.
Yeah, they're factoring in the extreme nature of us humans.
So I look at it like, all right, let's just say we all want to go 10 miles average faster than normal. So why is that? Most people say because there's no traffic, they feel safe to drive faster than the speed limit when there's no traffic.
That's me in the morning.
Yeah.
Like when I'm driving to work, it's like, I got the entire, what used to be the West Seattle Bridge that's open. I can just speed down this thing. And it's like, it's not even, I don't know. It's so much fun to do.
Do you guys, because early in the morning, there's not a lot of cars.
Yeah.
I find myself, now my game is usually, it's like, all right, there's the car that's going super fast. I'll just try and pace them. as long as they're not
that's a good strategy.
As long as they're not doing like 80 or something. But it's like if someone whizzes by me and they're like doing 70-ish, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to get behind those guys. They seem, they'll be popped before me.
Exactly.
More often than not. Sometimes I have seen cops pull over both cars, though.
Ooh.
Oh, that ain't right.
I'd make fun of you, but I do play a game, too. I always have my GPS on just in case there's an accident or whatever. And it always says your estimated time is this time. And I always think, I can beat that. I can beat it. I can shave off a few minutes.
So
you're just watching the number go down.
Yeah. I look at that.
Especially to get it to an even number.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like that.
Oh, that's OCD-ish, right?
That is totally OCD.
But it's like I have a goal set.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can do it. Yeah.
When I do that, when I go to Massachusetts and I have to drive a couple hours to go see Lily because she lives kind of like in a rural town, that's exactly, I'm like, okay, this is 3 hours. Let's see if I can make it in 2.5.
I've got a need for speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, younger, dumb, driving way too fast. Not like, and I was never like too fast, too furious fast, but like I would always find a car and pretend in my head it was a stupid game. I was like, I would pretend that I'm in a race with that person.
Oh, totally, dude.
And I'd be like, I have until exit 169, and I have to beat them. So then I would, like, that was the goal, is to like be able to like hit one, whatever the exit marker I've determined, that's the finish line.
That's funny.
Have no idea that they're in this race with me. And I always won, because
Oh, hell yeah, you chose the
rules. They didn't know they were in a race with me.
Because I controlled the narrative, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unless you I feel like I found people that kind of did know they were in the race with me. Or they get it, and they go, are you racing me?
Or they're having their own race. And they're like, who's this son of a bitch passing me?
Yeah.
I'm going to speed up.
I do where I'm like, wait, is that guy cute? And then I start kind of speeding up to kind of catch up to him just so I can check him out again.
You know, none of these are the reasons, but
none.
But congratulations,
Jan. Not one?
No, not at all. There's no cute guy. There's no I'm in a race with somebody.
Poop.
Now, Danny, I would think
excuse me?
You got to go to the bathroom. That's why you're speeding.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah. I would now, Danny.
That's not on the list.
No, it's not on the list. Not you don't have to
pooping.
Pooping is not on the list. It's people speed and I guess they poop in their car. They don't care.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Though I will say this, Danny, if you're speeding on the West Seattle Bridge back in the day, you probably just want to get over before it falls down.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
you heard a crack and you better hurry.
You really need to get over it as fast as possible.
So we told you that a lot of people speed because there's no traffic. Other people say they speed because they're a good driver, so they think they can drive safely at high speeds.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it. Yeah.
I have never been in any accidents. We're good.
Yeah.
Dude, the other day, I don't know about you guys, when you see a car that's like looks like it just got out of a wreck and it's driving near you, I do everything in my power to get as far away from that car as possible. Yeah. Either slowing down, moving to a different lane. There was a car that was behind me that the whole front was just crumpled in. And I'm like, my gosh, I got to get away from this guy.
Yeah.
And then when he got around me, I looked over and he's on his cell phone, not even looking at the road. I'm like, it wasn't even like a quick check, look up kind of guy. He was just full on facing his phone, not even looking straight.
I do that same thing, and not necessarily if I see like a crumpled car. I do it with the crumpled cars, but if I just see anyone on their phone, I just try to get away from them. I'm like, guys.
See, I'll roll next to him and honk my horn.
Oh, nice.
Surprise him.
Yeah, that'll be good if you don't want to get in an accident.
But yeah, I feel like if your car's all beaten up, you might be to blame for that reason. Not always, but I'd imagine that there's a good chance that you were the reason for those accidents that led to your car looking that way.
Yeah, probably.
Do you have a little bit more leeway, like if the damage is on the back or on the side?
Oh, if they've been like rear-ended or something?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely case by case. But when your whole car front is like kind of crumbled up, I'm thinking you weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
Nope.
The other people say that the reason they speed is because there doesn't seem to be any police around, so we can get away with it.
Doesn't seem to be, but guess what? They hide.
Yeah, until those lights come on.
Or those, like, unmarked cars.
Mm-hmm.
I hate those things.
Don't forget that. How dare they?
Yeah. Oh, sons of anarchy.
Trying to trick me are the speed cameras.
But is there not a better adrenaline rush when you're, like, you're driving fine, you're not going too fast, there's a car behind you, you feel like they're just kind of, like, riding your butt a little bit, and you're like, what the hell's going on? You move out of the way, and as they pass, you're like, unmarked cop car, and then they turn their lights on some other car that sped by. You're like,
yeah, not it.
Yeah, it's right. you got yours.
I win.
Yeah. And of course, number four on the list is what we were talking about, believing that the posted speed limit is slower than necessary. That's why I do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, especially when you go to Snoqualmie and you realize, oh, they, you know, if you're going east on 90, you see that they put it up to 70.
Well, that's what I feel like. If they went 60 in a school zone, that's fine. Kids are faster nowadays than before.
Well, yeah, they got the skateboards and the scooters now. They can get out of the way.
They know way more tricks than they can.
Way faster than we were when we were kids.
They can ollie over our car.
Well, they got helmets now. I didn't have a helmet when I was a kid. So
yeah. Equipped to safety, everybody.
Yeah.
Dude, that's what I love, though, about, because I GPS everything. I don't even care if I'm going home. I'll put it on GPS, because you just don't know when it's going to be like a traffic and incident.
Right.
So it's nice to have that kind of but I also love, like, when you're on the streets, because sometimes you're like, I'm not even sure what the speed limit is here. And it's like, I'm just assuming it's 30-ish. But it's so nice now GPS has all that. And
it puts it right on and tells you.
The one that blows me away now is the red light cams.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man. I don't GPS. If you drank, I'd buy you a beer later on. Like, it's like, I appreciate
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, you are doing me. You're doing the Lord's work right there.
And when they tell you there's a cop. Like, because if you have the one where the people get to chime in, that saved my butt. Yeah.
I use that a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, hey, take it easy. There's something. And it's so you go by, and it's just like, you know, it's like the cops have to know about this, too. They got to be pissed. Like, here they are spending the day, you know, and then. Unless you're Jimmy the cop and you go, this is great.
Or what if the cop is just saying, I don't want to do anything today. There's a cop here. There's a cop here. There's a cop there. There's a cop here.
Yeah.
Slow down, everybody.
Oh, so Charlie the cop is throwing it on Waze. He's the one telling everyone.
Yeah.
It's not a bad tactic.
Making everyone slow down.
Sit back in the car. Maybe watch the game while you're that's fantastic. You're like, we couldn't catch anybody, but thanks to Waze, we couldn't.
Do you guys get pumped when, like, your GPS system gets, like, an update and, like, there's, like, not only, like, the red light cam ahead? I've been really, I don't know why, but this makes me happiest, the little things in life, but I just love when it, like, make a left, not at this light, but the following light.
Oh, I love that.
I'm just like, right?
Getting you ready to turn.
Right. Like, I don't even have to worry about it.
That's really good, because I sometimes have a hard time knowing which one it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and you don't want to look down and be like, oh, which one is it? You know, it's like, it's just nice to have that.
Well, especially in downtown Seattle, where, like, the street lights are so close together, and it's like all of a sudden it tells you, the next one. It's like, yes, I'm ready to go. Whereas before, I would just pass right by it and probably get tagged by a red light camera.
And it's like when you go on Aurora, it's like, hey, watch out. In the next light, there's going to be a prostitute walking by. Stay clear of that.
Wow.
And it's,
watch out for those red light cameras.
The Apple Maps is really knocking it out of the park these days.
I was just excited because Waze would do, like, Batman talking to you. It's like, watch out for the Riddler, or Cookie Monster. They have all these, like, different characters.
I don't know if I got a Cookie Monster be my GPS voice.
Oh, my God.
Voice.
He was fantastic. I only had him for a couple days, though, because it does get much after a while.
Just take it to every cookie store.
C is for cookie, N for caution.
Oh, wow.
All right. I used to have Yoda, but then I had an update and I lost him. And it was like such a bummer. It's like, well, where did he go?
He would, like, mix up the sentences, so, like, he would, like,
oh, he did left, you must take.
I'm not down for that. No.
Yeah, don't mess with my directions.
Oh, yeah.
Just tell it to me normal, please.
But then, if you did something wrong, then Obi-Wan would come on. Oh, I sense a disturbance in the Force because I took a wrong turn.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it was really awesome. And then Yoda said, mindful you must be. Make a U-turn up ahead.
Don't lecture me, Yoda. Just tell me where to go.
Yeah, I would switch right back to the stock robot voice person.
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic because it was like, oh, I felt like I was in Dagobah, you know, getting trained up. It's like, oh, I gotta be a better driver. All right, I gotta try harder. Yeah. And a lot of people think, kind of like Danny, they think that the empty roads are an opportunity to see how fast their car can go.
Yeah, okay. It's a flat straighter road right there, Danny, man. Yeah. Tag racing.
Yeah, Danny and Furious.
I don't try to.
That's
see
why you always want me to ride shotgun, because you want to pretend that you're Paul Walker. And I'm Vin Diesel. Okay, yeah, I get
too
it.
Too Danny, too Furious.
Yeah,
that's what's going on. Yeah, look at Danny's like that. Can we
recreate that?
It's all about family.
You want to go ride around with me? Why? I'm a weird fantasy of being in Too Fast, Too Furious.
I speaking of Vin Diesel, finally there was some good news about him. Did you see that I guess Paul Walker's kid, he walked her down the aisle. And I am happy that there's some good news about Vin Diesel, because we have, with him and his beef with The Rock, there has not been a lot of good stuff.
yeah.
said about Vin Diesel. Really, I haven't heard a lot. The cast, apparently, of the Fast and Furious, not exactly, you know, too keen on Vin.
Yeah, but Vin was doing all that, but then he got pissed off because then The Rock showed up as the little pillow boy.
The ring bearer.
The pillow boy. The pillow boy. What kind of wedding are you going to?
You know, I get what he's saying.
The ring is carried on a pillow.
Thank you, Rev.
So, no, I
don't understand it. Why are you mocking me?
Because pillow boy sounds like a completely different marital experience. You're the husband, you're the wife, and you're the pillow boy.
Exactly what I was talking about.
Oh, you know what? Just because people think you know what you're doing doesn't mean you know what you're doing.
What if he was the best man?
Oh.
The pillow boy was the best man?
No, yeah, well,
that's why The Rock was the pillow boy.
Oh, okay.
They had a rotation of duties.
Okay. Duties. I don't think we should use pillow boy or duties. Yeah, he walked Paul Walker's daughter, Meadow, down the aisle.
That's pretty cool.
He stepped up and he was the dad since, of course, Paul's deceased. And you know, I guess maybe that's the whole idea that why Vin Diesel's got issues, because he and Paul Walker were very close. This was their franchise. And, you know, here comes The Rock. And, you know, maybe that's just, you know, part of it. You know, it's like, you're not Paul. You'll never be Paul. Leave me alone. But, and, you know, she posted this photo online of this happening. Vin was actually Meadow's godfather as well. And so he gets to walk his goddaughter down the aisle.
That's cool.
And quote, Vin walking you made me tear up, and I'm a damn guy. This was comments from fans, and Paul would have been so proud of this moment, and Vin is so sweet for doing that. So he's getting some positive stuff, and I wanted to put that out there because, well, frankly, I'm the one that's been hating on Vin Diesel with this Rock War too. So
what's that whole slogan with like your family or something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
When you're here, your family.
That's it, right?
No, that's.
And he gave her a breadstick.
The movie To Olive Two Garden.
Ah, okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Here, your family.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah, Breadstick Drift, I think, is Olive Garden 3.
It's too fast, too freaking hungry. We need to go to Olive Garden.
I'm hungry.
How could you tell?
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right, but yeah, it took too many guesses.
Gunpowder is said to have originated in what country?
America.
No.
Canada.
No.
Russia.
No.
China.
Yes.
What the hell is happening? If only you had a pillow boy to help you out.
I don't know the context of why I was so aggressive.
I don't either.
I'm sure it had something to do with something.
Well, what's going to happen? Well, you'll have a shot at beating Steve. Will he grunt? Will he scream? Will he kick a computer screen? I don't know. 206-421-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 8:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 or 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.